Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Yes, you may.
Are we going to get copyright dinged for that one? Because it sounded so much like Taylor Swift.
We haven't gotten copyright dinged yet.
It's me, Taylor.
I mean, I know she's going to be in town very soon, if she's not already, so.
I did hear that.
She snuck in for that one line.
Yeah.
Ryan was asking me a funny question the other day, and I thought, you know what? That would be a great question to ask my friends. And the question is, what is your death row meal? And then you guys can say yours out loud, but I want you to try to guess what I said.
Yours is tacos.
Vegetables is what hers is. Vegetable tacos, maybe.
Hers is tacos and queso.
And vegetables.
And probably like a margarita or something with it.
I didn't even say alcohol. I just said tempura vegetables. I love those. And tacos and maybe pizza.
Okay.
I mean, you guys were right on. There's no secrets here. And she was like, you're telling me on your death row meal, you can pick anything and you're going to pick a vegetable? And I said it was a fried vegetable.
It's a fried veggie there with some ranch.
It's a difference. It's fried and salted. And then you can dip it in some delicious chimichurri sauce. Okay. Don't be a hater. Anyways.
Poison.
Next.
I do love tempura vegetables.
I know. They're delightful.
It's the only way I'll eat vegetables.
You don't even recognize them as vegetables, let's be honest.
It's mainly just the breading you're eating.
No, I can still recognize they're vegetables.
You can.
I just accept them since they're fried.
Since they're coated in deliciousness.
This will surprise no one, but I would have a smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'd want crab rangoon with like a sweet Thai chili dipping sauce. I'd want a Southwest burger.
What's a Southwest burger?
It's a burger with cheddar cheese, a little bit of barbecue sauce, and those crispy onion things.
Oh, I call that a Western burger, not a Southwest, but okay. Southwest makes me think like green chilies.
Okay, I'll have a burger with a little crispy onion things.
Okay.
And then I'd have some Alfredo and breadsticks to dip in the Alfredo.
The Alfredo.
And then finally, a nice like crusty bread, like an Italian or a French loaf that's nice and got a good crust on it with some sweet cream salted butter, softened, not hard.
Oh, wow. You think they'll do that for you?
Yeah.
The softened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Lindsay?
Mine sounds simple. Next to you guys is steak.
My vegetables.
Steak, some lobster, some garlic mashed potatoes, and some asparagus.
Oh.
And then I want some bread and butter.
You want asparagus for your last meal?
Not even fried?
I love asparagus, not fried.
You're going down with stinky pee. It's happening.
It's okay.
When you pee yourself and they shock you, they're going to be like,
what is that smell?
What did she eat?
And also, I'm going to have some coffee with it as well. So my pee's really going to smell with the coffee.
Oh, God. Okay. Good thing there's a glass window between you and everybody else.
I'd like to add some lobster and garlic mashed taties.
Mm-hmm. And then if we're allowed dessert, I'd like dessert.
It's your last meal. You can have whatever you want.
I'd probably like some kind of a cheesecake. I like a good cheesecake.
I'll take a cheesecake. My dessert would be a banana pudding.
Ew.
Don't make a comment. I love banana pudding.
Absolutely not.
Mine would be a sandwich cookie. Sugar cookie with like icing in the center.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Are you going to have any drinks? I'm the only one who mentioned coffee.
Nah. I mean.
Yeah. I'll probably.
Diet Coke.
Give me some juice and a whole bottle of vodka because I'd probably feel sad at that point.
Yeah. I'd probably want to be drunk too.
Okay. We went on a recent investigation.
We did.
As we do.
We went to ghost hunting.
Who knew that there were still more local places for us to investigate? But turns out, still have a few left that we know of. I mean, if anybody has any other suggestions in our area, which is the Kansas City area, please let us know.
If you live nearby and your house is haunted, very haunted,
call us.
And you don't plan on killing us.
Yeah, I was going to say, please don't murder us.
Then call me.
Please don't lure us to your house to kill us.
We will come
and some ghosts in the middle of the night.
We'll bring drinks if you're okay with that.
We're a fun crowd.
If you want to hang out, you can.
Maybe. If you're not, we'll respect your wishes.
The new year is a great time to take a moment to reflect on your habits and consider making some changes to improve your everyday life. I noticed that I was drinking energy drinks throughout the day to try and help me focus.
Yeah, same. I've had the same problem. I feel like I've just been increasing the amount of coffee and energy drinks throughout the day, but nothing's really helping anymore. I think it's probably time for me to go ahead and cut way back.
I've been able to replace those energy drinks with Magic Mind, a small shot every morning that provides mental focus and clarity throughout the day without that caffeine crash.
I'm so glad that we found this product. I love taking mine in the morning so that I can enjoy the benefits throughout the entire day. They're also the perfect size to take with me on the go.
One shot of Magic Mind includes a blend of 12 brain-boosting ingredients, from vitamins to adaptogens like ashwagandha that reduce stress and anxiety, and matcha, which contains less caffeine than coffee and has compounds that prevent a spike in cortisol levels that cause that caffeine crash.
I love recommending this product to anyone I know, especially those of us who might have a little bit of a caffeine addiction. It's the fact that I can have improved memory, energy, and focus while not totally messing up my sleep schedule for me.
If you're interested in this, we have an amazing deal. You can check out magicmind.com/JanTTG. You'll get 1 month free when you subscribe for 3 months. And as an added bonus, you can get an extra 20% off with the code TTG20.
But you might want to hurry up because these deals only last until the end of January. That's magicmind.com/JanTTG and use the code TTG20.
Where did we go in Kansas City?
To a little town called Westport.
Westport, which is really part of Kansas City.
It really is.
Like downtown Kansas City, basically. And in downtown Kansas City, there's this little nugget of a house, and it's been there for quite some time. Would you like to hear about it?
I would love to hear about this house.
What's its name?
We went to the Harris Carney House in Westport in downtown Kansas City. So in 1855, a Santa Fe Trail trader named Colonel John Harris and his wife Henrietta Harris built their home at the corner of Westport Road and Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri. If you're curious and you visit it, it has since been moved from its original location to 4000 Baltimore. It's Kansas City's oldest two-story brick home. I don't remember hearing that. And is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It was built by the enslaved people who were owned by the Harris family. The house is a Greek Revival style house, which I don't know much about, but apparently that was very common style of home in this time. I do know from our recordings that we all made comments when we were going up the stairs about how much it looked like the Ornell House.
Yes.
Actually, Boysen said it looked like the Vinton House and from Vinton, Iowa. Mm. And then Lindsay and I were like, no, it looks like Ornell.
You're wrong.
Because we were being, I don't know, just loud and obnoxious, I guess.
I do remember that it was like the Ornell House a lot.
And then the guide spoke up and said, did I hear Ornell House? And we were like, yes, you did. And she goes, that's because we're related to each other by marriage. And the houses are very similar style in this Greek Revival style.
So we called it
Greek Revival. The Ornell House is also there. Fun fact, Mrs. Harris, she was very strict and a very religious woman. And she had forbidden dancing in the home. That sounded like she did some forbidden dancing in there. No.
You never know.
You are not allowed to dance in her home. Don't you dare.
Unless you're doing a before. Sexy dance.
Unless it's a forbidden dance.
I wish I'd known that before. I would have been dancing all over the place.
Yeah, they didn't tell us that
hey,
part.
Hey, spirits, how do you feel like this? What do you think?
Do the lawnmower.
What do you think about this spirits move?
This opportunity for a TikTok.
Wait, right, the sprinkler? Right,
it's hard to do. I don't want to hit my microphone. Spirits.
See? Can we go back now? Just for that purpose alone.
What about that cranked up soldier boy?
You hear the spirit of Miss Harris.
We are going.
Stop that dancing.
Harris.
It is forbidden.
The forbidden dance.
Not the forbidden dance.
I wish I had known that going into it. I would have been dancing like a fool.
They didn't tell us on purpose, I feel like.
I'm sure they did not tell us on purpose.
Missed opportunity.
We would have been taunting.
I totally would have been.
Okay, so during the Civil War, the house was occupied by Union soldiers. Just another fun fact. In 1873, John Harris passed away, and their daughter, between him and Henrietta, their daughter Josephine moved in with her husband, Charles Carney, to help care for her mother. Harriet passed away in 1881. The house was then passed to Charles and Josephine Kearney until 1909. And sadly, the house was pretty much neglected after that and was sold in a public auction. It was used as some medical offices for several years, but then fell into some disrepair and was resold again. In 1976, the Westport Historical Society acquired the house from the Small Business Administration, and they were able to raise some money to restore the original building, which was finished in 1983. So, just a quick layout of the land here. Feel free to jump in if you want. The first floor had what I called like our safe room, our, what would you call that area?
I don't even know what that room was.
I don't know what it was. It was like a gathering room.
It's where we started and kept our stuff.
Our home base. So just past our home base, there were two bathrooms. And fun fact, I didn't know this till later, but one was labeled as men and one was labeled as women.
You didn't know.
You didn't know. Were you just going in whichever one was open? Of course you were.
So I went in either one.
That but was available. Didn't they both look the exact same?
They absolutely did. That's why I had no idea. So, okay. After the two bathrooms, there was a dining room, which we spent some time in. We'll get to that here in a minute. And the staircase, as we've mentioned several times. Just beyond the staircase, there's a parlor room. And not much in the parlor room.
It was like a sitting area with a piano and...
creepy picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't describe it, but I just wrote, there's a creepy picture in the parlor room. At the top of the stairs, there is a sitting room. And according to the person leading this, the historian, she said it's the least active area of the house. And to the right, at the top of the staircase, is the children's room. There's lots of pieces of furniture in the house that belong to the family, especially in the children's room. There's a mirror in the room, and people have seen someone who is not actually in the room in pictures if they take a picture in the mirror. There's a teddy bear in the room that's been known to move by itself on occasion, and one of the dolls in the room came from Germany and was made in 1855. Across the hall is the master bedroom, and it was the initial bedroom for Mr. and Mrs. Harris. And after they had their kids, they kind of got kicked out into the smaller bedroom, and then their kids stayed in the master bedroom. There is a mirror in the master bedroom that belonged to a cousin of Mary Todd Lincoln, which we are very excited about in this recording.
We took pictures with it.
Or MTL. Boyson kept calling her.
Sounds yes. Like me.
They said it might be a portal, and we love us some Mary Todd Lincoln, so we took pictures with it.
We love a good portal. According to our host, there have never been any mean, demonic, or hurtful spirits in the house. According to our guide and some lore, if you will, Charles Kearney, he owned one slave, and she was purchased when she was 11 years old and given her freedom 2 years later. She really had nowhere to go. I mean, she was glad to be given her freedom, but at that time, it was still very new. So she ended up staying with this family. Another interesting fact, she's the only African-American person buried in the quote-unquote white section of the Union Cemetery. Her picture is hanging in her room, as well as a few of her favorite things, and her nickname was Hattie. Well, just beyond Hattie's room, there's an addition that was added onto the house, and it's really a big room that they call mm-hmm. the dormitory, and that was built in 1870. The Harrises had over 40 grandchildren, and so they would come stay there in this dormitory. And then now there are several artifacts in this room from the Battle of Westport, and she named off several, but they do include like a pistol, canteen, cannonballs, et cetera, et cetera. There's pictures, and they have some life-size mannequins there.
Our favorites.
Yes, and she very quickly went through those. So if you guys have anything else to add about them, please let me know. But I wrote Private Parker, he fought for the Union, and George. I didn't catch his last name, and all I heard was he was not nice, and we kept saying that repeatedly. He was not nice.
Yes, they said that they get a lot of responses near George because he does not like people being around him or close to him. So, of course, I took a selfie with George, and when we did some recording up there, we put our recorder by George.
And he was part of the sacking of Lawrence, which I did not like.
Yes. Sarah, me. No. Sarah called him out for that.
There's just one more room, and it's the farthest room in the back that eventually became the bedroom for Mr. and Mrs. Harris, and this is the room where they both passed away. And that is the history of the
Harris
Harris Kearney House.
So let's start this off with saying this is a public investigation at a historical society owned place. So anything that we did catch, I think is going to be hard to isolate because there's a lot of people around us.
There were.
Let's put that out there.
It's a good sized group for a small house.
Yes. You hear people walking upstairs when you're downstairs, all the things. So, I mean, you guys have been through this enough with us. Public investigations are hard to gather evidence, but we might have caught a couple things.
You want to just start on the first floor?
Let's start.
Yeah. When we were in the dining room?
Yes.
Let's start there.
I think we each have a recording from the same session.
Yep.
Just different locations.
Whoever wants to be the main person, and then we can just chime in.
So the main part of this investigation surrounded around the staircase. They had ghost lights set up on the staircase and were asking questions, doing EVP sessions there. And we were in the dining room and had a recorder there with us. And then we put a recorder in the parlor room, which was on the other side of the staircase. Where was the third recorder?
Mine was on the table.
In the dining room?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had two recorders, I guess, in the dining room and then one in the parlor, which was on the other side of the staircase.
I do know that they were using some type of device like an ovulus that was they were using the whole time. And okay, I just want to start by saying too, we attempted to take a group picture, and what came of this was one of the funniest pictures I think I've ever seen of the three of us. And it was actually hilarious at the time too. I don't know how this happened. Maybe it was spirits.
There was some interference.
That's a nice way to say
it. There was like 20 people in this group. And so we were off in the dining room, which is like right off of the staircase, and decided to take a selfie like we always do. And Boydson is the only one that is visible.
I look so happy.
Sarah is on one side. Boydson's in the middle, and you can see her face. And I think in the recordings we said she was Cousin It. And I am just literally a black blob. You cannot see me. I am completely shadowed out.
We even tried to like lighten the picture as much as we could. And you can just barely make out your features.
We had the flash on. I have no idea why this messed up so much. We weren't moving the phone.
No, we really weren't.
But that is like...
It's amazing.
About really the first 20 minutes of my recording is us trying to be quiet. Yeah. But also... laughing and dying at this picture.
So Sarah's face is distorted. It looks like she has no eyeballs.
I look like a demon.
And then the rest of her face and body is like if you had a very old picture and then it kind of got some water damage. Yes,
why? It's just she's like a mist.
This weird lacy like
oh, it's weird, so freaky. Weird. It looks like a spirit. And then there's just a black screen where I'm supposed to be.
Then there's me.
And it was really only for a few minutes. Like, we got it together and we were fine for the remaining hour and 25 minutes. Okay. Everything's fine. Yes. Okay.
So some things that were noted, though, while we were doing this, like Sarah said, they had an ovulus going. We caught the name Robert and Joseph. Both came through the ovulus. The Christmas lights were going nuts on the stairs.
They had a lot of responses. That with the cat ball at the stairs. There's something with the stairs that just really quite enjoyed our presence.
Yeah, they kept saying, so we were kind of in the room because we couldn't all fit in the entryway where the staircase was. There was a lot of us. So we were kind of off of it where we couldn't see the top of the stairs. But they were saying repeatedly that they were seeing something coming down the stairs, and they kept seeing something. People reported being cold. They said that the lower half of their bodies were cold and the top half was warm.
At some point, we all hear something that sounded like air rushing or some water running. We weren't really sure, but I don't think anybody was up using the bathroom at the time, which is the only reason why I said that.
Yeah.
And then the spirit box says cat. We all get very excited.
I said potential ghost cat.
Particular. Cat. And the voice goes, hey, kitty, kitty.
Which the cat balls were going off quite frequently.
And then the guide says, does this house feel like a prison? And all I can think is stepbrothers. This house is a fucking prison.
A planet bullshit.
Okay.
I put in Nobody my else? Notes. I got you. I put in my notes tripwire. Did they have a tripwire laid out?
Ghost lights.
Oh. I call them Christmas lights. I don't know what a tripwire is.
Mm-hmm. Amateur.
They're ghost lights. It's embarrassing, Lindsay. I got on the ovulus, they said, back off. And somebody goes, that is aggressive. And I was like, that is nothing. Sarah's spirit ears were active. She heard two hums.
I caught one of them.
I caught one of them as well. I couldn't catch the other one. It's very faint. But the other one, I said it was a chair because Sarah, of course, goes, Lindsay, did you hum? Like, I'm just humming. I'm just sitting there going,
That's Lindsay. That crazy girl.
Stop humming during investigations,
David.
Not even
humming a song. Just
and I wouldn't have to blame you.
Just I'm going to do that. You said I'm just going to go,
You couldn't hold it in anymore.
Just had to let a little hum. The little song of my heart had to come out.
I'm so glad it did. I caught it.
Lindsay, did you hum?
I caught it, Lindsay. You can't get past me.
I said it sounded like a chair being like scooted back off the floor, like it dragging across the floor. Who knows?
I still think it sounds like Lindsay.
But I heard it too. I heard it too. Because I said, yeah, I heard it. That wasn't me.
Did you catch the part where somebody asked the spirit box, can you tell us your name? And the spirit box says flashlight. And I got a kick out of it and started cracking up. I couldn't get it together.
I heard it like, say flashlight, but I didn't hear the question that they asked. So
can
that's
you tell
funny.
Us your name? It's like flashlight. I just started dying.
I heard it saying, be quiet, and I'm going. They were like, can you come down the stairs? I said, I'm going. They're like, shut up.
And like, at one point, we were all excited about something, and the voice box was like, this is strange.
Yes. Valid. Yes.
Yes, it is.
This says, do you not like having a lot of people in here? And it goes, hag.
I did catch it calling us a hag, and we all laughed. And you go, that is rude.
It's, oh, this is what I enjoyed. At one point, somebody asked, what do you want? And it said, cat.
Aww.
Same.
I did go upstairs to investigate at one point because they kept saying they were seeing a light. And so, like, the staircase, it kind of has a landing. Like, it's a, what do you call it? Like, a switchback staircase where you go up, and then there's a landing, and then you go back up the opposite way.
Oh, okay. Architecture major.
You would know that. It's just like the Warnall staircase.
It's in the Greek Revival house.
I'm saying there's a landing. There is. I went up there.
Step back staircase.
Switchback.
Is it switchback? Step back. You go up and then you step back.
Turn around.
Two steps forward, three steps backwards.
The Paula Abdul staircase.
So I went up to investigate because like, there's a light. So I'm like, I'm tired of sitting on the ground anyway. So I went up and I was like, there's no cat balls up here. You guys haven't set anything up. I don't know where this light's coming from. And I get to hear on my recording, the two of you.
Oh boy.
Is Lindsay going upstairs? Of course she is.
Sounds right.
I wrote in my notes, I didn't hear that part, but my brain, whenever I heard you go upstairs, oh, Detective Lindsay went up to check it out.
I wrote, Lindsay went up to go check it out. That's what I
wrote. And you guys both go, debunked, when I came back downstairs. You guys are rude.
No, we're not. We're supporting you.
There was nothing, like, nothing that would give them whatever light they were seeing. We couldn't see it from where we were sitting because we couldn't see the top of the staircase. But they kept saying they were seeing a light. I went to investigate. There was nothing that would have caused a light. So
they said at one point a light, and then they eventually it led into there's like some dark shot, like shadows. Somebody leaning over the banister, yes. Coming down the stairs. I don't know.
We couldn't see the top of the stairs, so we didn't get to see that. So who knows?
I think the only thing that I got during that investigation piece was when I think the guide asks, is there somebody at the top of the stairs? And I'm pretty sure I catch a no whisper.
Oh, there's a cat on the stairs?
Yeah, but it's not hot. It's not hot. It's not hot.
So, other than that, though, I didn't catch anything else besides the Lindsay humming.
I have three potential EVPs. I don't think I'll be able to isolate them, but even if I do, I can't be for sure that it wasn't somebody whispering in the group.
Same.
So potentially, in response to, you've got our attention, is there something you want to tell us? I hear a no. And then I got a female humming. I didn't catch if it sounded like Lindsay, but it could have been.
It was me. I like to hum.
Lindsay gets up and hums next to the recorders.
I just, where's the recorder? I'm going to go hum and see if they can catch me.
And then soon after, I get like a whispered, hey, hey. And then.
It was me too.
A little while later.
Stop it.
I hear like this vibrating noise. And then.
That was not me.
A big inhale, which could have been you. And then it says, hey.
That was not her vibrating.
Oh, it's just moving on. Yes.
I don't claim that one. Who knows?
See, those I feel like are pretty valid because I don't think there was anyone in there at the time in the parlor.
No.
We were all out in the other area.
We went to the parlor eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you could hear us stomping in
bum,
the room.
Bum, 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 bum. It's us walking in.
It's pretty loud, I'm sure.
That's our theme song.
And then you normally hear, you normally hear, recorder's just us.
Like 30 seconds after the stomping, it's like, no shit.
Hey, recorder, it's me.
Oh, I thought it was a demon. Thank you for clarifying.
Recorder, it's me gently walking in here.
It's me. Burm.
As I come down the stairs, recorder!
No, it's usually you've walked all the way down the stairs, yes, and then come next to the recorder and said, that was me. Okay, so that was that on that. And then we had also spent some time upstairs.
By George. Did you guys have this?
I had the children's room.
You want to start in the children's room?
Okay, do children's room.
We spent about another hour and a few minutes in the children's room. And I have the recording from there.
Okay.
So there's like this little antique crib in there. I put one of the recorders in there and then had the other one by us.
Yeah.
During the session, there was a guy that had an ovulus, and then there was another guy that had an app on the phone. It was like Ghost Tube or something like that. And then there was a REM pod. There was that bear, cat balls, of course. And so we're all just kind of sitting in silence and asking questions on and off. At one point, you hear the app say, run now. And then soon after, it's like this whisper. It says, run now. So I don't know if it was somebody like repeating it or if it was like, I said it here. I'm going to say it out loud type of thing.
Okay.
Another point, I hear a whisper, but then Sarah said it was the app. But while we were talking about the noise coming from the app, I hear it's sad. And then the guy says, it's sad. Like it's a whisper. It's sad. And then he says, it's sad. But I don't know if he was...
I was going to say, I can't remember if he was repeating what it was saying for the rest of us.
He typically repeated it in like a normal full voice.
Gotcha.
But I can't say for sure that he didn't like read it himself, whisper, and then say it out loud. Sure. I just don't know.
Okay.
Sarah points out how brave she is with her leg under the bed.
Oh, yeah, that was brave.
I remember.
Lindsay said it was my biggest nightmare.
Well, it is kind of weird. I just stuck
it is my biggest nightmare.
No, she, yeah, you don't like to have your feet or your hands dangle off the side of the bed because whatever is underneath the bed is going to grab you.
Facts.
But I was like all the way underneath. We were sitting on the floor.
You were under the bed.
I literally was under the bed. I just stuck it all the way under there.
We're at that point in our friendship where I know your biggest fear is based off a mythological figure underneath your bed.
Oh, he's mythological.
That was slightly condescending.
He's not real.
Just a little slightly.
It's just in your head.
In my head, it's real.
The monster under the bed is real.
She believes that I believe it's real.
Oh. Then therefore, it's real.
Then a woman in the group really loudly gets freaked out. And she's like, please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. Mm-hmm. And then Lindsay very supportively says, you can come touch me. I've been doing this for years, begging to be touched. I said, okay.
Lindsay, who are you?
Because she, I
are
remember
you that person.
She's like, oh no, please don't touch me. No, they're touching me. And I'm like, well, she's gotta be kidding me. It's like, I've been doing this for how many years?
Well, some begging. People just get really uncomfortable.
I am begging. Come pull my hair. Come touch me. I You're don't too even care.
That's why they notice.
I'm so fed up with it. So Cat. Fed up with them.
The app said words like abused, shopkeeper. Lindsay and I are playing with the blocks to encourage the child to come play with us.
Because I said that sometimes the blocks are rearranged when they leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was stacking them up and I was like, come knock them down.
I thought this was cool. We all went around saying our names and the app said, hello.
Oh, hi.
Which was nice.
Cute.
Lindsay asked for their name and I hear like a very, very faint whisper that Sarah hears.
Spirit God. Ears. With their spirit ears. Point.
I think it might spirit say Michael. It's so faint, but I'm pretty sure it was a name.
Wow. That's cool.
The app then says, you shouldn't be here. Come inside. And surprisingly, what? We did not make a joke about that.
That's what she said.
There was this knock or tapping behind Sarah that the group heard. We couldn't debunk it in any way.
I remember that.
I do remember that.
I started listing all the equipment that they could play with, and a lady added that there were balls in the crib, cat balls, and I went on saying, yep, there's balls everywhere, and then everyone there's like a pause and then everyone laughs and Lindsay says, can you please not say balls everywhere ever again? The app started saying actual sentences, which is cool. It said, how did I die? Do you know? Idiotic.
Oh, well, that's
probably because we were being idiotic.
Fair.
We ask who's being idiotic as Lindsay makes so much noise while she's trying to reposition herself and then so much noise that Sarah apologizes for her.
Can I just say, first off,
I'm comfortable with your movement.
We are at this place for like 4 or 5 hours and we can't sit on any furniture but the floor. I'm old.
You're the youngest of all of us.
Cannot with that.
My moment. Hips and my back. I just can't. Why are you apologizing for me?
Probably because I could feel people looking. It was dark, but I could probably sense people looking. And I'm like, I'm sorry for her movements.
I'm sorry that she's moving.
Yes. I'm still sorry.
I'm not sorry.
You're never sorry.
Not for moving. I'm sorry for existing.
It must have been really loud, Lens, for me to apologize.
It was on the recorder. It could have been
enhanced device that things. Amplifies everything.
I also apologize to walls if I run into them, so.
That's fair.
There's that.
There's a temperature drop on the thermometer. There was a very, even louder than Lindsay's moving, was a very loud clunk, and I hit my head.
No. Oh,
okay. It was me hitting my head.
Against what?
The dresser that I was sitting next to. I slammed my head into it, and Sarah asked if I was okay. It's very nice.
That was very nice of you.
I try really hard not to do that, but. It's not my first reaction.
First reaction is to laugh at you.
Like just now. I don't remember you hitting
your It was so loud.
Right now.
So loud. I don't know how I'm alive.
I wish I would have seen it.
You probably would have enjoyed that. So then we leave the room to go investigate other places. The guy says that the blocks were moved last weekend. The blocks that we were stacking...
had moved.
He said last weekend they had stacked blocks and they were moved whenever they came back there in a different location.
And I remember going back to look and they had not moved.
They didn't. We left the recorder there. The only thing I heard was it's like something small falling onto a wood floor, but that's it.
So the last place we went was what you call the dormitory, the add-on.
Yeah.
Which is where George and what's the other guy's name?
Frank.
No.
Leo.
Hold on.
The other soldier. I only wrote George down.
Harold. Jack?
What?
Thomas. Richard?
Thomas.
Reginald.
Reginald.
Robert?
Private Parker.
Parker.
Peter? Peter Parker.
Private Parker and Private George.
Peter Parker. All right, so we are over by Parker and George. And this is when I took the selfie with George, and it's a beautiful picture. So we put the recorder right by George, and there was probably like 3 or 4 people with us in the room, and they had the ovulus going as well as, what are you calling it? Not the temp gun.
Were there the rim pod?
The meat thermometer?
But it wasn't our meat thermometer. It was like theirs. What should I call that?
Their meat thermometer?
Gun? The temperature gun? Is that what it's called? Okay. So they had a temperature gun as well.
There.
It's not their meat thermometer.
It's not ours. It's theirs.
That's what we call it.
I know we call it our meat thermometer, but just like the ghost lights, it's not right. All right. So, Sarah, the funniest part of this to me is Sarah goes, George, I've got a fun story. I'm from Lawrence. And then silence.
That is a great story.
For 30 seconds. And points and goes, that it is a fun 30 story.
30 seconds.
She goes, that was a good story. And then Sarah goes, do you know Lawrence? You burned it down.
Ouch.
First of all, I go, thank you. Anyways, do you know Lawrence?
You did say thank you for the fun story.
You burned it down. Remember that?
You've been waiting your whole life to get back at George.
Take that, George.
How dare you burn down Lawrence?
You jerk.
I mean that. So the ovulus is going. This other group has their ovulus going. And after you mentioned that he burned down Lawrence, it goes, lies.
See?
Other things that the ovulus said was, it's not for you. Others were using their K2 and it kept going off. And I could hear it beeping and they kept saying that they were having chills. And that's when they broke out their thermometer gun.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, and they kept reporting numbers of the heat.
They are me. I am them.
We were sitting a little bit further away from them, so we weren't catching all of it. The ovulus said, "You won't understand." And Poison randomly goes, "George doesn't like me. I can tell."
So then what'd you do?
I moved. I didn't want to be mad at me.
Oh, because you were sitting by him.
Yeah.
She was sitting by him, and she just said she got this vibe that he doesn't like her, and she could tell.
I was just sitting there staring at his face, and I just got this vibe.
I hate you. He didn't like you.
That's what I think about everybody, though. So,
on the ovulus, because
he wasn't talking to you.
Well, he hates me.
This man can hates me. I can feel it.
He is real. The spirit of George is in him.
The ovulus said, "Am I dead?" And Sarah goes, "Yeah, 100%.
Way to break it to him softly.
I'm a jerk.
You were mad at him because he burned down Lawrence.
Can confirm.
100%.
There's no doubt. George, hate to break it to you, bud, but you're dead.
I just was laughing because these people are probably trying to be sensitive. We are not.
If they listen back to their own recordings and they're like, oh my God.
I'm always curious if people are recording and what they think whenever they listen back to it. Because I know what we're like.
Yeah, 100%.
I know we try to be quiet.
We do. And we were asking lots of questions during this. I'm only saying the things that I found
funny.
Either funny or noteworthy. About 35 minutes in, the group was standing like a little bit further away from us, and they were reporting that they were hearing a voice close to them. Might be someone whispering. It could have been someone whispering anywhere else in the house, though, because noise carried. So I couldn't really pick anything out. I don't think you're going to isolate it. And right after that, the ovulus said, "What happened?" We were like, "I don't know what happened."
You tell us.
Yeah. So that was it. So the other group was reporting that they were getting temperature drops and that they were getting vibes and feeling things. I don't think either of us, any of us, were feeling vibes.
I do want to mention that we made a friend who we know mutually on social media. Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Super sweet.
Very sweet. She's got a podcast as well with a friend of hers, and it's called Ghoul's Trip. And I think that they covered this house as well. Ivy's been there, I know, at least twice, and she's gotten a lot of really good evidence that she's posted. And it all happened in that room, the dormitory, if you will.
Because she had been the weekend before, right?
Yeah. And I think that they were using the SLS camera and they were getting lots of good figures in there as well.
Which that's the room where you said has all the artifacts in it.
Yeah. So if she's okay with it, I'll maybe just repost some of her evidence and tag her in and let you guys see it.
Okay. We also have a cute picture with her.
It turned out adorable, so I'm fine with it.
We only had like an hour and a half of our own free time.
We didn't have very much time. And the bedroom off of the dormitory, I know that we wanted to go investigate, but the heater was so loud in there that we, like, literally, I have a 2-minute recording where Sarah goes, "We're going to cancel this."
You can't hear anything in there.
Hear anything.
And not only that, lots of people were coming into that room.
Mm-hmm.
So
that made it difficult to get any evidence of anything. And then I know we tried to go into, was it Harriet's room?
Hattie's
room. We tried to go into Hattie's room as well, but I feel like every time we tried, there was somebody else in there. And it's a very small room.
Or walking by, whenever we were in there just to take that sitting down picture, we went in originally to investigate, but then there was somebody in the bedroom next door and they were being, not loud, but they were investigating and we could hear it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, well, what are we supposed to do?
One thing I didn't talk about, and I don't have it on a recording, so I was hoping maybe you guys did, but it was in the master bedroom. And I was standing next to that mirror and I was just standing there listening to them talk and the mirror opened and one of the mirror panels hit me on the back. Do you guys remember that happening?
I do.
We must not have recorded it then or had one going at the time, but that did happen. Tried to stand next to it and have it happen again. It did not.
What were you guys' vibes at Harris Carney?
Kind of mixed. Like I, for the most part, didn't have many. There were a few points upstairs where I was like, this could be something. But I'd say like 75%, nothing really.
You think maybe might have been different if we were by ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. Because it's so hard to focus whenever there's so many people. It's just like, if we're in a group of 10, that's 9 other distractions for me to not be focusing on what we're actually there to do.
And all those people are not calling out their noises.
No.
So it's hard to isolate or debunk anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be able to go there by ourselves, but I know that's not an option given that it's a historical site. But I would love that. And I'm with you. I think there was places or times when I thought, oh, maybe there's something here. But again, it's really hard because like you said, nobody's calling anything out. So
it was cool to go to a place that has so much history. You know, the Battle of Westport is very important in Kansas City and we talk about it all the time. So it was cool to go to a place that had history right along there. Right in the middle of downtown KC. So
I didn't even know it existed and I lived here for several years. So
right.
I thought that was exciting. And you can go visit just the museum.
Like during the day. Yes, you can. So rating to be determined.
For TBD. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this week to our paranormal investigation of the Harris Carney House in Westport in Kansas City. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it and it really does help.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We will catch you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.